members of the church don't understand what prayer is and how important prayer is. And you're going to increase your understanding of why we meet and why every day you need to spend quality time with God. This will improve your life. Some things that are going to be said that is a whole lot, going to cause a whole lot of difference in your life. Luke 18:1. There's a composition tablet. No, I got it. I got it with me. Okay. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always to pray. And notice what he said next. So that means if you don't pray, you're going to do what?
Faint.
Tribulation, troubles, things come. Prayer have you ready for it, that you can get the victory even if you attack. That's important for you to know and keep that recorded, that you're not acting in vain by taking time to come here on prayer meeting, those you here, those online. And I have to try to train other people that are under me that they will not be able to go where God trying to take them without prayer. Luke 21:36, you can meditate these when you get ready. Luke 21:36, watch ye therefore and pray always. Notice it said pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape. Look at that. All these things that shall come to pass. So that means if you're not praying, you won't be worthy to escape. You will not know how to escape. That's in 6 months' time, I have to have you in a special place. I think some things are going to break out. And this prayer lesson are important. 2 Thessalonians 1:11. 2 Thessalonians 1:11. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of his calling and fulfill all the good pledge of his good. Those are just a few verses that I think we need to look at. And then 1 Thessalonians 5:17 talks about, you see what it say? 1 Thessalonians 5:17, you see what it say? Look at it. Get there. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray, what did it say?
Pray without ceasing.
Other words, you many times in life and all through the day, anytime you want, you need to pray. You need to see God fed. Now, prayerless, being prayerless, is so dangerous. Prayerfulness is so powerful. Being a prayer. There's some question that the Lord wants me to ask tonight. What does your prayer life mean to God? I could take one word. Somebody give me one word. What's your prayer life mean to God? Somebody give me one word. Huh? Intimate? All right, that's a good word. What? Relationship, that's another good word. What?
Dedication.
What she said?
Dedication.
All right. Let me give you a word. Respect. It's non-respectful for a person not to take time to talk to God for all he has done for us. All he's doing to give his only begotten son. So it's a lack of respect. So if you corner about prayer and you're still in the flesh about prayer and don't understand the intimacy that prayer produces between you and God, you just need to be trained. It shouldn't, put down here, prayer should not be a duty. Yeah, you shouldn't have to force yourself to pray. If you have to force yourself to pray, you have no revelation about prayer and relationship with God. You're going to miss out on a whole lot of things. Are you following me? Now, we had a prayer. I know we here, Pastor. Yeah, I know, but I want you to be trained and fully developed and understand why we are here. All right? Now, ask what your prayer life mean to God, right? Now, the next question is, what does your prayer life mean to you? See what I'm saying? Is it important? Is it a major aspect of your life, not only on Thursday, but every day? Why do many say they love God and do not have a prayer life? That's a lie. That's a lack of revelation. The person might not mean it, but they're still in the flesh. They don't understand. They love God and don't have a prayer life. And I'm talking about not a duty, but a privilege. Not a duty, but a privilege. If you haven't understood that praying, what we're going to do tonight, is a privilege. Do we realize what God can say to us while we talk to Him? What God can solve? What God can manifest? What God can produce? So you say you love God, but you don't have a prayer life. I mean, you come to church just on Sunday. Prayer meeting going on tonight, and you just bold enough and big enough and bad enough and blessed enough, so-called. You're not here for prayer? You love God, but you don't have a prayer life. Them two don't go together. This prayer life you're building must become more real to you than anything and anybody else. This prayer life you're building. Life you're building tonight. And I want you to look at some of those things while we're praying tonight. Prayer causes your drifting days to be over in every situation of life. Your life will not drift anymore once you become a prayer, a seeker, communicating with God on purpose. Prayer is so powerful. And I'm speaking from revelation. I'm speaking from following great men and women of God all these years. And I'm speaking from my personal life, how powerful prayer is. I couldn't live without prayer. I couldn't live one day without prayer, because I want to know what, I want to talk with Him and see what he want me to do, all right? This prayer connection to God will always keep you in His presence, in present victory, no matter what it looked like something going wrong, but because you're a prayer, it's not wrong to you. Now, well, I got this one right before I came out. Pushing you to pray is the key to how long you will live and how you will live. And in prayer, I actually mean maintaining personal contact with God. Now, I'll read a few more things, then we'll go in prayer. We're not going to read tonight, later, whoever we're supposed to read. We're going straight into prayer. Because I'm taking a whole lot of time. We don't need to read, because I read 4 or 5 scriptures already. Now, I got a well-known man called Mr. Kenyon. He died many years ago, but he some of his lessons on prayer is so powerful that I've been studying them, and I had my secretary to write some notes down, And I just want to read a few of them to you tonight. The sin and cause of prayerlessness. The sin and cause. Number one, if your conscience is to do it, its work, and the contrite heart is to feel its misery, it is necessary that each individual should mention his sin by name. The confession must be severely personal. In a meeting of ministers, there's probably no single sin which each one of us ought to acknowledge than the sin, now you call it, the sin of prayerlessness. It's a sin. You know, I got a member pass me Sunday and tell me, say, pastor, apostle, I really love God. And they're not yet a night. They're lying. You can't love God. You can't, I mean, when I saw Carolyn, I won't talk to Carolyn. And so I called her, wrote 10-page letters, all kind of stuff. Get her mind, get her mind on me. Keep my mind on her. So nobody else can come slip in and take her. Well, with God, I mean, you know, with God, you ought to have that intimacy. But it's by flesh, satanic forces, a lack of revelation why we are here to talk, to have intimacy with God. You have no idea what he might say to you about that situation. Or what he might foretell you and get you ready for what's coming up the road. He knows. So many things can, don't let your flesh run you. So many things can transpire in this type of setting. Your years might be increased tonight. Your problem may be solved tonight. Somebody you may need to cut loose tonight. God will tell you, cut them loose before they mess you up. He says, in a meeting of ministers, there's probably no single sin which each one of us ought to acknowledge than the sin of prayerlessness. Then he said, what is it then that make prayerlessness such a great sin? At first, it is looked upon merely as a weakness. But he said, now he's calling prayerlessness a sin. You're telling God he's not that important. And you say, he's important enough to save you. You're not going to hell. But why go through all the hell line here and don't have no revelation, understanding what to do, how to face it? There's so much talk about lack of time and all sort of distraction that the deep guilt of the situation is not recognized. Confused by lack of prayer. Let me read you one or two more. Let it be our honest desire that for the future, the sin of prayerlessness may be truly sinful to us. What a reproach it is to God to not pray. Now, I pray for this church that every member recognize not praying is sinful. And it also gives Satan permission. How can I say this, Lord? You know what I want to say, to whip. Because there's something God could have showed you before it showed up in prayer. Hundreds, probably thousands of times, God have showed me things that have kept me out of the place where I shouldn't be. Not going to practice sin. It's just certain places God don't want you. Certain people God don't want around you. There is the holy and most glorious God who invites us to come to him, to hold converse with him, to ask from him such things as we need, and to experience what a blessing there is in fellowship with him. I can say amen to that. Can you say amen? How many of y'all been praying for a long time with the Lord? Been in there? Yeah. So important. That's why you're here tonight. You know what he have done for you. I said, you know what he have done for you. I know what he have done for me. So here's the magnificent question here. How many people only take 5 minutes for prayer? I heard you say me. I heard you. They say that they have no time and that the heart desire for praying is lacking. You know, I say, I keep saying I'm going to stop. But Lord, I want y'all to catch a hold of y'all here. Y'all here? Yes. They don't know how to spend a half hour with God. It is not, listen to this, it's not that they absolutely do not pray. They pray every day. But they have no joy in prayer. As a token of communion with God, will show that God is everything to them. Oh, my.
Yes.
Your prayer life has to do with what God means to you. You're no good to God if he can't give you assignments. And what we have done, we have prayed to get what we want. That's the church. What prayer for? I'm going to ask him. No, prayer is way more than asking. Prayer is for the find out divine orders from God that are going to put you in the right place at all times. Are y'all listening to me?
Yes,
if a friend come to visit them, they have time. They make time, even at the cost of sacrifice, for the sake of enjoying converse with them. So we should grow to the point, and I believe we are here tonight, enjoy converse with God. You think he can say something you don't know? You think he can whisper something in your ear? It's nobody else's business, but it's getting your business straight for you? Yeah, they have time for everything that really interests them, but no time to practice fellowship with God and delight themselves in him. See, and I've seen some people, and then let me close. I'll take up some. I've seen some people, they are prayers like a baboon with no clothes on. It's miserable to them. You just got to make them pray. What? They don't have the idea. Come on to the altar. Some of y'all come to the altar. They don't have the idea of how powerful a prayer life is and how much God wants them to pray and how God needs for them to pray. If you have that string hanging from you that I'm going because the apostle wants me to come or some duty or something, get it off here tonight. Think about the intimacy. Don't. Nobody have to twist your arm to pray. getting freedom that I'm doing this because I know this is the right thing, and I want to be in the right place at the right time, and I want to hear God's voice, and I want God to hear my voice, and I want God to know that I love Him just like He loved me. And then I want to know that Satan can't slip nothing on me. When you're a prayer, Satan can't slip or trip you. He can't get up on you. It's so important. And we got, total praying 500. That's not average, you know. You have, I remember the time, you got four people. I have prayed with four people. And I believe two of them didn't want to be there. It's something that God has to instill in you. Prayer is not a shopping center, because you're gonna deplete it if that's all you want to ask God about your little problem. That's why praying in the Spirit is so important, because it takes you in different territories, and then your answer will be given. He gonna take God. If you take time to respect God, God gonna take care of you. Do you understand that? I don't care what you may be going through now. God, you hear? God gonna take care of business. And nobody take care of business like God. Right? So I want you to know this. So I don't want you to come in here just as a duty. Instead of being a duty, I'm trying to close. Instead of being a duty, prayer is a divine insight that only the Holy Spirit can give to you. Are you following me? Every answer, every direction, every correction, every protection, every blessing you need is in your prayer time. I believe every time you pray, you're extending your life on earth. That's a powerful statement there. Because if there's something to erode, or something to block you, or something to take you out, He gonna tell you ahead of time. Well, what it is, how important it is to talk to somebody who know everything. And you choose to talk to a person who know four things. And so happy to see that. I'm so glad to see you, girl. I'm so glad to see you, man. And we want to talk, just talk. And yeah, you can talk to somebody. Good God Almighty. Somebody that knows everything. And I know I got prayers here. I know you know. He talked back to you. You start talking to Him, especially those who feel with the Spirit. You start praying in tongues. You're praying His language. All right, Father, we thank You, praise You, and honor You, and we begin to pray right now and seek Your face. Go right ahead, stay a little while, and then go where you want to go. Shatatororo babasatalayat. Down, write this down. There's a trench or ditch or leak in your life I'm about to fix. A trench or ditch or leak in your life. I see talking to somebody in here or somebody online. I'm about to fix it. Miracles come when you pray. You're activating the supernatural when you're praying. It's why Satan try to make it not that important. Because it is his defeat every time. Satan can't pray. And he's not invited to no prayer meeting. The very thing that you can go where he not invited, you skip it sometime by not knowing the importance of what we're doing right now. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead on, keep praying. Shuttle. And you can find where you want to go, whatever you want to do. I'm going to tell that shout out. Wait a minute. He said it to me a different way. Every hole, H-O-L-E, is closed. So if somebody having difficulty in any way in their body or leak or whatever, he just said every hole, H-O-L-E, is closed. Now, one thing you have to do when you're praying, you got to listen. Listen, because in prayer meeting or in prayer, you don't do all the talking. We would say it's a conversation with God. Now, he may not speak as many times as you speak, because your word is not powerful as his word. So he might say one thing in an hour. But when he said it, you record it in your diary and know that he either done it for you or he's going to use you to minister to somebody to do it for them. All right? All right, keep on praying. He has a word of wisdom. Listen for your answer. Listen for your answer. That anything that you need to be supernaturally answered or spiritually answered, listen for it. While you're praying, you always listen, because he'll tell you something supernatural. You never come to prayer and with no expectation. Again, I want you to pray for Word of Life Christian Center and all the members. We got members here in the city and members online, that they all get interested in prayer. And somewhere Satan in the old denominational setting have tricked people about prayer and don't know how exciting and how dynamic prayer really is. Okay, so we got to be praying. You who are intercessors, we got intercessors in this church who are prayers, begin to pray for this church, Word of Life Christian Center, that the members, that the reason that they're not attending church as they should is they don't have a prayer life. So the intimacy and the fellowship and the relationship is not like it should be. And that's an old denominational spirit that been out there for a long time. It takes the apostolic to attack it. Yeah, because it's Sunday, we're going to attack some things Sunday with the Word of God that the body of Christ needs badly, because they're missing out on a tremendous plan. I know the plans I have for you. Yeah, they're missing out on a tremendous plan. Again, I want to remind you, I'm talking from following some of the greatest men and women of the world in the ministry. And then, I sit down and talk with Oral Roberts quite some time. And then Kenneth Hagin, Fred Price, and then my own personal experience. See, talking with them was all right, thank God. But I was trying to find out, how can I get where they are? And then my life took on a prayer life. 2 hours had nothing to pray. If God talking back to you, what? God talking back to you? God telling you things that you can't find in a book? That's where you want to grow in your prayer life. And all of us got a room to grow. If you don't admit that, come up here and let me pray for you. All in the spirit world, you never arrive in. You always arrive in. There's always more. And it's in the spirit realm. Go right ahead. I think y'all are matured enough to know that I'm letting these people sow. I think y'all are matured enough to know that. This is not by need. It's not by no begging. But it's when Jesus tells a story about the saws, different type of saws, and he talk about good saws, because I'm going to begin to work on the money coming wealth transfer. In 1978, what year that was? That prophecy came out. 78, and Gloria gave it to me. Gloria Corbin said, "I got something belonging to you," and that was Charles Capp talking about the wealth transfer. And I believe money coming is the key to the wealth transfer. And I'm going to teach it probably in the Prosperity Revival, because this is a vast thing that you let people sow in prayer. I mean, they sow anywhere. Let them sow, because they're sowing their way out. We're going to have testimonies come through what happened to people's life with their seed. People's life, things that happen, promotion. We got businessmen going off the hook here. The old man walk up, and I just want you to know, and give me a $5,000, $50 check. They got a contract up in the hundreds of thousands. One businessman, and he said, another businessman right behind me, and he had two hunks of money. Well, I just let them sow, because I know what the soil is. You follow what I'm saying? So this is not normal. It's not normal. This will drive a regular church member crazy. What are they doing? They never seen it before, right? All right, let's finish praying. Shut up. Write this down, and I want you to know the essence of it. It's strong in the spirit world. Your loss shall be found. Meaning that anything was supposed to come to you in life and was blocked or stolen in any way, it will be found. Y'all heard that? Any blessing that was supposed to come to you and you turned too early. You see what I'm saying? The Spirit says your law should be found. See, that's why I like to go to prayer. Now, that's from the Spirit of God to say that. I mean, that is not, nothing is impossible with God. And so there are some turns we may have made, and got off the street where it was. And that's possible because we all got a certain amount of flesh.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Okay. So when he says something like that, he's about to, I want to use the word replace or put you in place for it to come to you again. And listen to what I'm saying. And you're going to have enough anointing to recognize it and receive it. Now, this could be 10, 20, 30 years back. That's what I like about prayer. That's what I like about when you get in a conversation with him, it's no limit.
No limit.
With him. You see what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, see, prayer is not make believing. Prayer is not make believing. Thank you, Ray. Prayer is not make believing. Prayer is believing. So when you're praying, you can expect any good thing. And God be reversing things while you're praying. Shutting the enemy down. Tripping the trap. Yeah, before your foot get in it. But people don't have no pledge in prayer. They think prayer that, oh Lord, prayer meeting tonight. And then sometimes I just ain't going. I don't care what he said. I just ain't going. I'm tired. Who got you that job? And you're about to get it in a bed that he got for you. Do you have to heat on during this cold weather? He made it possible. Huh? I'm from the country. I'm born in the country. Cold weather like this, you know, we had a lot of cracks in the house. Yeah, you had to run past that crack. And then you, a stove or heater, whatever you call it, got a wood in it, and you're burning up in the back and freezing in the front. That's pretty funny. Next few minutes, 7:08. Let's pray over this aspect that the Lord is showing us. It would be somewhat shocking to us what he just said, but it's going to be a change completely. Everything supernatural is mine. Write that down. Everything, come on now. Now I want you to go over them notes. Everything supernatural is mine. My natural days of living without the supernatural are over. We'll pray along that line. Prayed, not only prayed for your fellow yokemans who are not here, that we got to get them out of that denominational ditch, self-willed ditch. It is our relationship with God and one another is too powerful for people to be able to just don't come. So we just need to pray for them now. Pray for all you. You know who sits beside you. Pray them in. Come on to the altar. Let's close out at the altar. Pray them in. Who sits beside you, son, and not yet? Pray them in. We're trying to help them. You're supposed to pray for your brothers and sisters, you know. Huh? And I want you to watch the chain. I want you to watch. She never been to prayer. But the love and the power and the strength from God. The Bible said pray for one another, didn't it? Yeah, the Bible didn't just talk about one another. It said pray for one another. And so there's so much weak stuff been taught in the church. Ministers are weak. I read something here. Now we're going to pray these first last 5 minutes. I read something about ministers. Just said. The dreadful loss which the church suffers as a result of prayerlessness of the minister. He not praying. It is the business of a minister to train believers up to a life of prayer. Up to a life of prayer. I would like to say you got it. And after tonight, you're going to get stronger and stronger because you know you're not just doing a duty, but you're doing something that you want to do. All right? Let's lift some hand and praise God these last 4 minutes. Whoa! Ta ta la basha ka. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed of praying either. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of praying. Ha cha cha ta. Thank you, Lord. We pray for them. All the members. All the online members. All the partners. We pray by changing their life with the word of God. Pray over the vision. 3 times. Pray over the vision while you're here. Three things. Put your anointing on it. Handele bosha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Genere borabasa kata. Urabasa kata. Roma shop. Glory to God. Shit it in. Oh, John, John, John. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Whoa, my God. Corona, my God. Coronante, he called us. Oh, my shy. Oh, my shy. Oh, my shy. Oh, my shy. Coroba sata. Roba sata. Raya kasha. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Father. You heard us. Thank you, Father. Shatata, things are changing right now. Taka tarara, people's heart are changing right now. Rabba ba 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 sata, rabba ba 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 sata. Sharota ta 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 ta. Rabba ba ba sata, through supernatural love, call them in, Lord. Sharada ba, call them in. Break them old bad habit. Kasata ra ta kas, tururu ba sata. Whoa, manata. Glory to God. Sheta tararaba. Sheko tararaba. Glory, glory, glory. Shata tararaba. Glory, glory. Shata ta. Hallelujah. Shata ta. Shata tararaba. Glory. Shata tararaba basa. Destroy them yokes. And the lava was over. Destroy them, you. Ararabash. Woo! And then I pass out. Ha ta ta. Woo! Ha ta ta. Ha ta. Ha ha! Shedadabura. Kondelebasha. Ha ta ta rabasha. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory. Glory. Ararabasha. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Asatararaba. Glory, glory, glory. Atatata. Tararaba sata. Rababa baba baba. Tururu baba baza. Shete tele bosa. Serere burroja. Tururu kusha. Hararaba baza. Hararaba baza. Tururu baza. Kusha. Oh! Oh! Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Shh! Ha-ta-ta-ra-ra-ba, ya-ya. Shh! Ha-ta-ta-ra-ra-ba. Ho-ra-ra-ba-ra-sha. Ra-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Sha-ta-ta-ra-ra-ba-ba. Ra-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-sha-ka-sha-ta. All right, you're on your way home with new insight. See you, son.